Hello everyone. Today my topic is about simulation and optimization for OLI equations using hybrid mesh-meshless method. I'm a PhD student of Professor Jacques Becky. The main content of my presentation will be first part, principle of meshless method. And second part will be about the steady simulation of OLI equations based on different kind of meshless method we have developed. Third part will be the optimization result using meshless method as a solver, and we get the inverse problems for single alpha using genetic algorithms, and also inverse problems for Bayraka alphas using match game strategy. The third test case for optimization will be the 2D shock control bump about in the finished database workshop. And last will be the conclusion and future research. First, speaking of meshless method, it was first proposed in 1970s. The basic idea was to do the discretization on arbitrary grids based on finite difference method. There are mainly two branches for meshless method. One is Taylor series based. There are some like smooth particle hydrodynamics in 1980s and diffuse element method, and also finite point method, element free Galerkin method. Another branches is Fourier series based, like reproducing current particle method, and also the developed one like multi-scale reproducing current particle method. Meshless method has been widely used in actual physics and solid mechanics, also fluid mechanics, and also like acoustics. About the principle for meshless method, from this up two pictures, we can get the general idea of the difference between mesh method and meshless method. Like the left picture is the computational domain is decreased by the elements, while the right picture is decreased by the nodes. So compared to mesh method, the meshless method is more flexible and can deal with more complicated geometry in theory. And weighted least square meshless method has been adopted in our present work. It has more geometry flexibility than mesh method, and which the method we have been using is belongs to the category of finite point method. And here we show some typical structure of meshless method. We call the cardinal points. Like there are three such lines for the load I, or four loads, or five, six, seven, as many as you want for the cardinal points. But of course, if you apply more cardinal points, then the more time consuming will be. Here we show some shows the least square method we have been using for the special discretization. The method we are using is based on Taylor series. So we do the Taylor expansion on the cardinal points of load I, and if we keep the first order of the value on the color points, then we have the approximation like here. So define the total error in the color points, we can get the G. In order to minimize the total error, we can get the partial G, partial A1, and also partial G, partial A2 to zero. Then we get this linear equation for each collider point. So we can calculate the coefficient of the first order based on all the distance we have in the computational domain, so that we can get the A1 and A2. Now, actually, in our work, we have tested different methods for to calculate these flux terms. Here is the OLA equations in two dimension in discretized form. So in our work, we need to deal with this QI. And we use weighted least square method to get the coefficient of alpha and beta so that we can calculate Q. And in this slide, I show you the central scheme with artificial dissipation for to calculate. So in our present work, we have done some new work about this dissipation in the second difference terms and also the first order different terms, so that our method is much faster than the work of Dr. Ma, and also we can see there's another method dealing with this coefficient. We will show the result later. Now, this is one simulation result using the meshless method for the single IE2822 airfoil. The left part is the partial view of the color points in the whole computational domain. And there are around 337 nodes around the airfoil, so that we can capture the shock in this transonic case here. And also, this is the corresponding Maher number distribution in the whole domain. Previous one is, oh, sorry. This meshless method is based on the row scheme. And this one is based on the central scheme plus the artificial dissipation. And also here we use the hybridized meshless method. Like Professor Jacques Bellhuis just said, that we have distributed the meshless method, actually the color points around the airfoil in very small part of the computational domain, maybe like 10% of the computational domain, then the rest of the computational domain will be computed by the mesh method. In this method, we can prove that our hybridized meshless method is as faster as mesh method here, and it also has the flexibility as the meshless method. So we combine the two advantages of mesh method and also meshless method. This one is the result we get from the central scheme plus artificial terms, and here using different coefficients that we get from the weighted least square method. And this test is about staggered like our 12 airfoils, and we can see this is the computational domain around the two like our 12 airfoils, and here is the pressure coefficient we calculated compared to the method of mesh method and of the meshless method of one published data. And we can see the pressure coefficient agrees with each other very well. And from this density residue of the iterations, we can see that the our new meshless method is 2.86 times faster than the mesh method, and it's about 13.22 times faster than the published data. And also the CPU time cost we calculate for the mesh compared to the meshless method is 2.5 times faster. So we can see from this typical case that our method is much faster. Concerning to the optimization problems, we need to redistribute the mesh or the cutoff points in the computational domain. Here, the based on the optimization problems I have been working on, we using the fast dynamic cloud method to do the redistribution of the cutoff points in the computational domain, and also we can also do this on the mesh regeneration. But for this dynamic cutoff method, we don't need the any regenerations. Oh no, any iterations in the to get new computational mesh or cutoff points. Here, the picture is about the background mesh for this NACA 012 airfoil based on Delaunay triangulation. Here we show the two results that we get from spring energy strategy and also Delaunay graph mapping strategy based for the 30 degree pitching airfoil. And we can see from the left, spring energy strategy, which will cause some long phenomenal points, like here it's not allowed to do the computation. So why the Delaunay graph mapping strategy for the same 30 degree pitching, the cutoff points can be distributed in the training edge very well. And these three pictures is the close-up views of the NACA 012 airfoil for 2.51 degree pitching for different position. We can see that for using the Delaunay graph mapping strategy, we can get the proper good quality of cutoff points. Here is the optimization result we have selected for the first one is the inverse problem for NACA 012 airfoil, that the object function is the distribution of pressure coefficient around the airfoil. So we can say using the genetic algorithm up to 24 generation, we can get the position that we want for this by the car. Oh, no, for the single airfoil. So, and this one is, the red line is the target pressure coefficient distribution, and the blue circle is what we have got from the result. So you can see they agree with each, with the prescribed pressure coefficients. This one we have tested the hybrid ice meshless solver using the both global genetic algorithm and also large game strategy. We can see for the objective function for global genetic algorithm is like this. And here there are two objective functions for two large player. The first one is in charge of the pressure coefficient on the upper airfoil, and the second player is in charge of the pressure distribution in the lower airfoil. And this flow condition is Mach number as 0.3 and angle of attack as 6 degrees. We can see that after even 600 generations, a global GA can just reach the fitness like this. But for the two large players, around maybe less than 100 generations, it can find the target positions. This is about the position reconstruction. The third optimization result we have got is from the 2D shock control bomb design. And you can check the definition on this website from the Finnish database workshop. And the objective is mainly about how to minimize the total drag based on the fixed lift coefficient like here. And there are four design variables that my professor has already shown. This is the result I have got from the meshless method, that the baseline is like this. And here we have very strong shock. After we apply this shock control bump using the Bezier curve, we get this optimized airfoil and see the strong shock has been weakened like this. So, but it's not as good, the data is not as good as what Chris has done, so we are still improving. Last conclusions. We have shown the principle of meshless method, then the steady simulation of all our equations based on different meshless method, and also different optimization results get for different problems. Future research, we would like to do some shape optimization using the hybridized meshless method, and also the optimizer as Nash game strategy. The second one would be the high lift optimization problems tested by the multi-element airfoil. That's all, thank you. Any question?
I want to make a comment on fact that presented, because in other words, you got the main spirit of this approach using mesh as techniques. I just said a few words at the very beginning of my presentation that the hope of mesh as techniques close to the body it's not a new method because it's fresh, but we have in mind to use the flexibility to locate nodes where we want without the constraint of topology and fresh techniques in order to have a better accurate simulation of the simulation and the main action. It's going to have a better accurate, we have a better, let's say, simulation, better design. So our hope is because this kind of meshless techniques are generally introduced in the scientific community for free boundary problems. And here it's a free boundary problem because the shape is unknown. So it's a free boundary problem. So this is our hope. And because you know that with mesh techniques, so you can get distorted elements due to the topology. And that means introducing error. So this is a target. I mean, the flexibility of meshness close to the body to have a better evaluation of the drive and a better solution of the earlier or earlier boundary layers or in the future of Navistar's question.
Thank you.